going to accompany the minister to launch the campaign in Yambio for the agricultural season, the crop season for 2018. So for us, it's very important because we want this year, you know, that FAO is going to distribute seeds all around the country. The first planting moment in South Sudan is starting with the Equatoria, of course, and that's why we choose symbolically to go to Yambio, because it's in the area where the people is going to start. We'll be the first to plant this year. So I think for us, it's important to give some messages. First, to show that it's very important for the South Sudanese farmers to really try to produce as much as they can. We try to motivate them, and we want to pass a certain number of messages, in particular the fact that there is a gap in South Sudan of 480,000 tons of food crop. So that means that there is, in order to feed the whole population, there is a need for additional 480,000 tons of food, which is not produced in the country, which shall be imported. And it's very important to see that it's a bit dramatic because, in fact, there is a number of people who will not have access to the food because this is missing.
You said you're going to launch the program in Yambio. When are you going to do this?
So we're going to do it on Wednesday this week. And we're going to be there and we're going to visit some cooperatives who are multiplying seeds. But also we're going to see a bit some storage capacity for food with the farmers, and we're going also to visit the first seed fair, so the first seed distribution, which FAO organizing with the NGOs and the Ministry of Agriculture around Yambio, because they are the first actions in order to support the farmers. And there we want also to explain to the farmers that there is a number of small technical things that they can do in order to improve the production this year.
Why have you chosen Yambio for the launch of this program?
Yambio is because, you know, in South Sudan, traditionally, the very first planting, it's starting with Yambio, with central and western Equatoria. So it's, for us, it's the first one going to start to launch this campaign. So it's the very first moment that it will be the first farmer, or it is already the first farmer who's preparing the soil and getting ready for the agricultural campaign. So we wanted to be with the first one. But it's not just this event. We think that where FAO is present, we're going to see if it's possible to organize very simple and symbolic lunch also, in order to have an occasion to discuss with the population and the farmers in each region of the country during the agricultural campaign, in order to discuss with them and to highlight to the South Sudanese farmers the importance for them to not only just plant the seeds, but also with few very simple practices, for example, several weeding during the agricultural campaign, with some better planting, some small techniques that are not very painful, that can give a very good results on top of the seeds that we receive. So this is the idea, and starting with Yambio, but we're going to continue later on with Barek Ghazal, of course, and in the Pernal regions, in different areas.
Are there also some agricultural tips that you people would give to the farmers so that they're able to grow their crops properly?
Yes, in fact, because for us, as you know, the donors, the international community, very generously give money for us to buy seeds within South Sudan, which are available, but also from outside in order to provide with to give to farmers. But just having the seeds, it is not sufficient. We would like to try to explain to the farmers, to encourage them to first plant on time and make a very good land preparation. So to really cultivate the soils in order to make sure that they're going to kill all the weeds and create a favorable growing condition for the plant. But also for us, it's very important also to try to explain also to the farmers with the seeds they have to have a planting in row, and also to put the plants a bit more together. For example, on 1 meter square on the soil, we should have 6-7 plants, not just one or two, because you lose time, you lose space, you lose and you lose also energy for that. So time to time, having a bit more density is going to be very, very efficient for the better harvest. And then, of course, for us, the last point we would like to also to explain to the farmer is also not just do one weeding during the campaign. Because if you do just one weeding, if you are a bit lazy, the plant will be also lazy. They will not produce as much. If you do a second weeding a bit later, when the rain is very, very, very on and all the grass is growing everywhere, if you weed there, then you're going to have a direct benefit to the final production without increasing the seed. So this is a bit what we would like to do. We want also to inside the population with the FAO distribution of seeds to see if they can increase the superficy of the land. Once again, for us, it's crucial, it's critical. South Sudan is in very high food insecurity. There is 7.1 million people who are in food insecurity in the country. And the solution is not with food importations or the cash, but it's with the farmers. The real solution is with the farmers. The South Sudanese farmers are the one who can solve that. If they plant well, they are serious about it, and they really want to do it, then we may have the South Sudanese finding the solution for their problem.